My name is Keith Ludeman. I'm the Chief Executive of the Go Ahead Group, a bus and train operator.
What do you see? We're on the third day of the IBM Start Summit, and we're talking about transportation, sustainable transportation. What is the biggest issue, the biggest problem that you see right now in terms of transport?
The question at the moment, because it's very topical, is funding for public transport. And we've seen over 10 years of a Labour government a lot of investment in public transport with a lot of schemes sort of ready to go. And what we're concerned about is that some of that funding is going to be reduced or stretched over a longer period of time. A lot of support for public transport that's helping drive the growth in public transport, some of that being taken away. And what we're clearly concerned about is that the growth we've seen in public transport, which helps reduce CO2 emissions, is going to start to ease away into the near term.
Listening to the transport minister this morning, Philip Hammond, I think he talked about fiscal sustainability almost as much as he did talk about environmental sustainability. With that funding in mind and the questions about funding, I mean, what are your concerns and what have you heard about the potential for funding or funding shortfalls or cuts in terms of public transport?
I think one would have one's head in the sand if you didn't say that there was an issue with public funding and we've got to find ways to be more cost effective. And the Secretary of State talked about the railway industry. I think there is scope in the railway industry to look at the cost base. Clearly, if we're one of the more expensive railways in Europe, we need to do something about that. And we're looking forward to working with government as to how we can get those costs down. Bus industry is actually quite cost effective. And we run a lot of networks totally commercially with no support whatsoever. In London, there's a very dense network where the fares are very low. And I think what has to happen in London is probably to see increases in fares in the near term to help with that deficit.
And that raises one of the issues, as you pointed out. He was talking about the cost of the rail system, not only to operate it and maintain it, but also for customers. And obviously for rail, they see it as especially in long haul, not necessarily the area you work with, for it to be an effective alternative for consumers, it has to be cost effective. Are there easy wins? Are there things that the rail system could do to kind of cut those costs and make it slightly more attractive on price in terms of customers?
I think you need some structural and organisational change if you want to take some serious costs out of the business. So that needs government prepared to accept structural change. So what does Network Rail do? What do the train operators do? What are the interfaces? Where do we duplicate one another? Where can we take some of that cost out? So we need some help with the government to allow us to do that structural change, which will give us those reasonably sort of near-term quick wins.
So you're facing possibly cuts in funding, calls to reduce the cost, and calls to make the network more sustainable. How do you square that circle?
Not easy. I think the best way is to just simply get more people onto our buses and our trains. So if we get organic growth, we get more revenue, and we get that with the same sort of capacity that we're providing. So businesses do well if they grow the businesses organically, and you achieve that by making sure the quality of your services is top. You run all the miles that you say you're going to run, and all your staff are very friendly to people, so you get good customer satisfaction and good mileage coverage. If people think the product is good, they'll come back and they'll use it, and that's the best way we can help drive the bottom line.
Are there other ways in terms of convenience that would make public transport more effective, so making it easier to sort of pay for it, for instance?
Absolutely spot on. I think public transport retailing is in the 19th century. And we need to bring it into the 21st century. In London, you've got an Oyster card. We, in our business, are looking at introducing smart cards across our bus and rail businesses. We're looking at internet retailing and encouraging people to buy their tickets on the internet, buy a whole load of attractive offers. And we've grown internet sales in one of our rail companies, Southern, from 1.5 million to 15 million in 3 months. And of that 15 million, 30% were completely new users to the railway.
Are there any new technologies, biofuels, better buses, trains, that are going to help make for a more environmentally sustainable business?
It's the old conundrum, because all the new technologies are always very expensive, and people stick with the conservative technologies because they're cost effective. And if you haven't got enough volume of the new technology, you can't get the price down. So that's where government comes in to help sort of pump prime those new technologies and make them affordable. So I'd love to have more hybrid buses, I'd like to have hydrogen buses, but they are extremely expensive and I frankly can't afford them. So with some government help, we can start that process.
So it's going to be a rough autumn looking in terms of funding. Transport obviously wants funding. How are you going to make your case to get the fundings to support public transport?
Well, we've already lobbied government quite extensively on the interfaces that we're concerned about. We're getting some initial signals that are quite encouraging, but I think we have to wait to the 20th of October. We do understand that there are restrictions on funding. I'm afraid if some of the money is taken away from the business in the short term, that will result in fares going up and mileage being cut, because that's the only way we can sort of recoup that loss of income. And I hope, for reasons of social inclusion and for climate change, that they think very carefully before they take that money away.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.